Bounties and gratitude. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Every breath is a gift we never earned. Say Alhamdulillah, let gratitude be learned. Bounties and gratitude.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله صلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Viewers, once again, we welcome you to Madani Channel's program, Bounties and Gratitude. In this program, we discuss various bounties. In the previous episode, we talked about the bounty of knowledge. What is Islam's concept of knowledge? What is considered true knowledge? How much Islamic knowledge is obligatory and essential to acquire? How we can value knowledge, and in what ways we can express gratitude for it. Similarly, today, we will talk about another truly magnificent bounty. It is the coolness of the eyes, the comfort of the heart, and the paradise of one's life. What is this bounty? Before we begin our discussion, let us first take the honor of listening to the virtues of sending durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Last night I witnessed a remarkable incident. I saw one of my followers struggling to cross the bridge of Sirat, at times dragging himself, and at times crawling on his knees. Just then, the durood he had once sent upon me came. It lifted him up and helped him stand on the bridge of Sirat, until he successfully passed it. Raza pul se ab wajd karte guzariye, ke hai Rabbe Sallim sadae Muhammad. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam." Viewers of Madani Channel, today the bounty we'll discuss is parents. Allah Almighty has granted countless bounties to human beings in this world. Each one holds its own importance and greatness. In life, if a person loses wealth, strength, status, or position, there is still a possibility of gaining a replacement. But dear viewers, the presence of parents in one's life is a bounty that has no substitute. After Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, if anyone truly deserves our obedience, it is our parents. It is through our parents that we come into existence, and it is because of them that a house becomes a home. From homes comes families, and from families, societies are formed. To highlight the honored status of parents, Allah Almighty mentioned them alongside His own mention in the Holy Quran. Allah Almighty says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Translation from Kanzu Irfan, "And your Lord has decreed that you worship none but Him and be kind to your parents." After commanding His worship, Allah Almighty immediately instructed us to treat our parents with kindness. The wisdom behind this is that the true cause of a human being's existence is the creation and origination by Allah Almighty. However, the apparent means of a person's existence are their parents. Therefore, Allah Almighty first commanded us to honor the one who is the true cause of our existence, and then alongside it, to honor the outward means, our parents. The meaning of this verse is that your Lord has decreed that you worship none but Him, and that you treat your parents with the utmost kindness. Just as the favor of parents upon you is immense, it is obligatory upon you to show them the same level of kindness and good treatment. Viewers, in the same way, Allah Almighty elevated the status and ranks of parents by placing His own pleasure in their pleasure. Regarding this, the final Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, رِضَى اللَّهِ فِي رِضَى الْوَالِدَيْنِ وَسَخَطُ اللَّهِ فِي سَخَطِ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. That the pleasure of Allah Almighty lies in the pleasure of one's parents, and His displeasure lies in their displeasure. Similarly, on another occasion, he said, "Huma jannatuka wa naruka," meaning they both are your paradise and your hell. This means that if you keep them pleased, you will attain paradise. And if you displease them, you will become deserving of hell. Just think, the success of a Muslim's hereafter depends on his obedience or disobedience to his parents. No matter how great a worshiper or scholar a person becomes in this world, his hereafter will only be shaped when he gives his parents the honor, status, and respect that Islam has prescribed for them. Viewers, parents are indeed a great bounty from Allah Almighty because He has placed in their nature a selfless love, compassion, and sincerity. In this temporary world, relationships are often based on mutual interest, unless they are aligned with the pleasure of Allah Almighty. However, parents naturally love their children, and no one is more sincere than they are. Even if a son grows up to be ungrateful, unwilling to help with work, or lazy in supporting the household, he remains dear to his parents. Even if the whole world despises him, the hearts of parents are always filled with love and compassion for their children. It is especially important for young people to understand that the position or status they have reached today through education and hard work is all due to their parents. They never let your spirits fall, and they invested in your education, ensuring your success. The importance and value of parents can best be understood by those children whose parents have passed away. Orphan children long for the affection of a father's care and a mother's nurturing. The absence of this bounty becomes evident on their faces, and the love for their parents shines through their eyes. Such children often miss out on education because they have no support. Sometimes the loss is so heart-wrenching that the absence of parents brings with it the burden of worries over livelihood at a very young age, and they have to shoulder the responsibility of running the household. Therefore, the presence of parents is a great bounty, as it shields a person from many troubles for a certain period, because parents handle all the affairs of their children. It is only parents who provide unwavering love and care from childhood to youth, and indeed for a lifetime. In a poem, the love and greatness of parents is beautifully highlighted. The translation is that, "O Muhammad," meaning the poet's name, "the father is the crown of the head, and the mother is like a cool shade in the scorching sun. Everything can be bought with money in the market, but there is no substitute for parents." Viewers, every bounty from Allah Almighty comes with certain responsibilities. If those responsibilities are not fulfilled, if the bounty is not used for its true purpose, or if it is not honored as it should be, then this is considered ingratitude for that bounty. In the same way, the life of our parents is a great bounty for us, and it is essential that we express gratitude in the court of Allah Almighty for prolonging their presence in our lives. From our childhood until now, they have showered us with countless favors. Even if the children grow old while their parents are still alive, the love of parents never diminishes. Let us now reflect on a few actions that can serve as a means of expressing gratitude to Allah Almighty for this bounty, and also as a heartfelt offering of appreciation to our beloved and well-wishing parents. First and foremost, it is essential to understand the rights of parents. These rights have not been set by the parents themselves, but by Islam. Therefore, if our parents are alive, then as a way of showing gratitude in the court of Allah Almighty, we must strive to fulfill their rights and take special care of them. The truth is, no matter how much a child tries, he or she can never fully repay the countless favors their parents have done for them. It is mentioned that a holy companion, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, once said to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, "There was a path with such scorching hot stones that if a piece of meat was placed on them, it would turn into a kebab. I carried my mother on my shoulder and walked for 6 miles. Have I fulfilled her rights?" The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, "The painful jolts she endured at the time of your birth, Perhaps this might repay just one of those painful jolts. Similarly, it is mentioned in a hadith of Muslim, a son can never repay the rights of his father unless he finds his father as a slave, purchases him, and then sets him free. This sacred hadith is meant to highlight the immense right of the father. In this regard, Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala states, the meaning is that no matter how much a son serves his father, he can never fully repay his right.